Hey, this is Dustin Ibarra, and you're listening to the Mad Scientist Party Hour. Oh, hello there, friends!
And welcome back to another episode of Mad Scientist Party Hour. My name is Kevin Kraft, and I'm here to tell you some poo-poo jokes, along with a man who has recently discovered a pants and underwear allergy and must have the world's itchiest boner with the way he's whacking the shit out of it in front of us. That's Jeff Clark.
Hey, Bumanati. What's up?
And beaming to us from the center of the Kinex Big Ball Factory, the bearded booger-eating fart sniffer known as Shuddy Boy.
Yo. All right, tell us one of these poo-poo jokes you have queued up for us that you teased.
What did the shart say to the briefs?
I don't know. What?
Ta-da!
Well, we're off to a rough start.
Just send us our Webby now. We will take it. So, gentlemen, how was your 420?
Mine was fine. Smoked a lot of weed. Went to Tom's River. And got some barbecue.
Do you associate Tom's River, New Jersey, with the morbidly elderly?
All Tom's River is to me is a way that is a town that I used to have to drive through to get to Seaside Heights.
I used to have to go there to my great grandma's house and my great aunt's house. And
this is the first time I've ever spent more than as long as it takes to drive through Tom's River in Tom's River.
It's shitty. There are no fun trees to play in. Just a terrible town. I haven't been there since I was a little kid, so that's the best I can relate to it. But I do remember outside Tom's River, terrible place to play. Hated it.
Could it have just been your great grandma's house?
Maybe. But my great aunt's house also
sucked. Or great aunt, whoever's it was.
Great grandma's house sucked. Backyard was terrible. Lawn, very depressing looking. I feel like grass grows weird in that area of New Jersey. It's not like nice soft grass. It's just like shitty.
Well, that's because that soil is really sandy.
Yeah.
Because it is so close to the beach.
Yeah, it sucks. Everything about Tom's River sucks.
Well.
Oh, except for that event you went to. That was great.
The barbecue that Sean made was delicious. Yes, it was. It was absolutely worth it. 100%.
I had to spend a lot of 420 by myself because Carl is still doing her intense yoga certification training. And a couple weekends of this thing are like she has to do 8-hour days Saturday and Sunday. And that just happened to fall on this weekend. So her alarm got her up early. I woke up with her, and while she was getting ready, I just started taking bull rips. And she was like, "Oh, you're starting already?" I was like, "Well, I'm going to be by myself for like 8 or 9 hours. So, yeah, I'm waking and baking for the first time in a while, and I'm going to fucking play some video games and be a degenerate." And it was pretty solid. I played some Final Fantasy VII. I played some Splatoon. I played some Super Mario Wonder. It was great. Things have been hectic. It was nice to get in touch with my
inner potter.
Inner infant, I guess. I mean, I just went full video game mode in my PJs. I somehow managed to smoke all day and not have a bad high and also not go to bed by like 7 p.m. I was actually kind of proud of myself. It was nice to You know, I had all that, you know, that fancy weed that I was showing you guys last week, and it didn't take much. Like, I was pretty much microdosing weed the entire day, just fucking taking little rips off my bubbler. But
nothing wrong with that.
It was
Did
nice.
You listen to Cypress Hill at all?
You know what? I don't think I listened to any music whatsoever.
How do you celebrate 420 without listening to one Cypress Hill song?
I don't know. I'm more of a video games and movies guy when it comes to 420. Although I did, hold on, that's not true, because I did go to Trader Joe's, oh my God, and I got something that's going to make you guys shoot giz out of your ass. Oh my God. Okay, yeah, you know what I did listen to, Shuddy, and you're going to be so pissed that I listened to this and didn't think to listen to Cypress Hill. UB40.
Red, Red Wine?
And, The Way You Do the Thing You Do, just all-time crushers. I don't know too much about UB40's deep cuts, but their hits are fucking primo.
UB40 is who did the song in... No.
I don't know what the rest of that sentence was supposed to be.
I don't know what other UB40 song you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't even know Red, Red, Red. Red, Red Wine.
Oh, the way you... I was thinking of the song from That Thing You Do.
Oh, no, 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 no. Not the... It's, you know, it's fucking mainstream pop reggae, but you'll know this in a millisecond.
I just pulled it up on YouTube, so I'm sitting through an ad that I'm now skipping. Oh, here, good. This is a live version.
You know that one. I don't want to play it too long and get us fucking nuked. Oh, but wait, I feel like every time I play something from my phone, it doesn't even go through.
Yes, I do know that song. I didn't know that's what it was called, though.
That song fucks. I was stoned out of my mind driving to Trader Joe's, just jamming to that, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm fucking cool.
I bumped 40 Ounces to Freedom in Cypress Hill a lot.
I feel like that's...
Did you get a Trader Joe's?
Oh, here, I'll show you.
Trader Joe's snacks are fucking on point.
So I don't know if you guys have ever taken my recommendation on those ube mochi pancakes. The mix
nope.
That they sell?
I would. I just don't make pancakes.
It's back. It's back in season, so they just started carrying it again like a week or two ago. It's been gone for, you know, great better part of the year, but... Oh, I just fucking knocked my water all over the place. Okay.
Oh, I'd assume I did I've had those before, and I think I did a snack attack on them.
Damn it. I just fucking spilled. Ah, God, fucking farts.
What the fuck is ube tea?
I don't really know. Tea cookies. So
fuck.
Maybe that's like,
so wait, is it tea cookies or is it ube tea cookies?
They are... Yeah. Tea cookies that are ube flavored.
What the fuck is ube?
It's like a Japanese...
A sweet potato, I thought.
Or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're fucking delicious. Like, ube flavored stuff. For some reason, I fuck with ube and taro a lot.
Draven likes taro a lot. He gets taro bubble tea, flavored bubble tea when he gets it.
Oh, man. That's the fucking move. I get I do the same thing. I get taro boba whenever I indulge. Fuck, man. All that water dumped right into my card reader. Whoopsies. Hopefully that dries out by the time I have to edit this.
This podcast is going to be useless.
But yeah, these things are so fucking good. And finding them on 420 was quite the holiday miracle. It's quite the blessing. But, when Carl finally came back from yoga, we continued on with Fallout, which, God damn it, that show is fucking incredible. We did finish it this weekend, and wow, hell of a finish. Very, very strong, and I was immediately like, that like post-season depression where you're like, oh, it's going to be such a long wait for the next one. I mean, the way they kept, because, you know, I think we talked about this before. I played a couple Fallout games, but I don't remember too much of the lore. Like when I play a video game and beat it, most of it just goes out of my head and I'm on to the next one. But I know that there were endless Easter eggs and stuff. And, you know, it's about someone who lives in a vault in the post-apocalyptic nuclear wasteland of America. And she kind of just goes out on an adventure into the surface. And they kept the plot line of, like, what's happening in the vault still going in, like, a super interesting way. There wasn't like, oh, no, not this story picking up again. It was like, oh, fuck yeah, let's check in back with these weirdos, see what's happening. So it was
I liked how they bounce around a lot.
Yeah. I mean, they picked a very, very specific tone and fucking nailed it. Kept it consistent for all 10 episodes? Was it 10 or 8?
8.
But it was like a really nice balance of like good, solid humor, fun silliness, and cool action, and some pretty nasty gore, too.
There was some brutal violence in it.
Yeah. And, you know, they were good with the twists. I feel like that show is pretty fucking incredible. Huge fan. So it was cool to finish that off. We watched the newest episode of Shogun, the penultimate episode of the season. And then for a stoner movie, we watched Tron Legacy.
Okay. Which
the more I watch that movie, the more I realize how not great it is, but I still enjoy the fuck out of it. I don't know why. And Carl had never seen it before. And when I was putting it on, we looked up the ratings and didn't do well. But I was like,
it didn't?
I don't think it did, no.
Because
I don't think it did well at the box office either. I just saw that
the third one was announced.
Yeah, they've been working on that for a minute with Jared Leto. And it's like a completely different story. It has like, at least looking at the cast list, there's no returning people from the first two movies. So it looks like it's starting a whole new storyline. But it was a hit with Carl. She was like, yeah, that was fun. Very visually cool for when you're like baked and couch locked. Lots of interesting, pretty stuff to look at. So yeah, that was pretty much my 420.
Oh. Jeff, I heard you went. You won 15 bets this weekend. Great job!
And it ended midday on 420. I had another streak that ended in the morning of 420, but we won't talk about that. yeah, it sucks. So I went. I've gone 16-5 since like April 12th in NBA betting. And people will talk shit whenever I lose a sports betting, mostly the Outkick readers, but no one will ever give me credit. And that was the case again for the NBA betting streak that I went on. I'm still getting crushed this season. Well, not crushed, but still down the season, but I can make it back here in the playoffs. But
that's kind of the way of the world, isn't it? The internet never has anything to say until you do something wrong, and then they pounce. That's kind
exactly
of why
the way of the world.
I feel like
I don't know anybody else like that.
I feel like we're pretty lucky with the Puminati, though. You know, there's definitely some people that want to piss and moan, but I think overall we've got a lot of people that will give us props when something good happens or if they like a joke.
Agreed. And it also probably helps that we're not assholes.
Yeah, the Puminati's fucking awesome. And the only person that has given me any like props or commented on my betting streak is a Puminati member, not
See?
Even a fucking Outkick reader.
There
so
you go.
That kind of supports what you're saying, Kevin.
Yes. Yeah. Puminati fucking rules. We really, I don't know what we did right, but we lucked out getting this fan base.
Yeah, not a fucking huge shocker, though, that the Puminati's far cooler than the Outkick readers. I knew that going into the job, though, but goddamn, dude. Like, I have a pin tweeted atop, a tweet pinned atop my Twitter profile about how I went like 61% in the NFL this year, which is fucking sick. Sick.
Damn.
No one ever said shit while I was doing it. No one gave a fuck. So I don't know. Whatever. That's what I've been dealing with.
Sometimes you just got to pat yourself on the back, you know?
Right. Do the Master Chef.
Yeah. Sniff your own fart.
A little handy reward and just move on.
Dude, all these cooking shows, people will say how proud of themselves they are. And I think it's like the douchiest, cringiest thing ever. But I'm really proud of my recent NBA winning streak and how well and how hard I worked.
I'm proud of you for admitting that.
So, I fucking hate that. It's so douchey. I'm so proud of myself. Oh, really? How are you?
They say that a lot on Next Level Chef.
Oh, yeah. They say it all the time. And Master Chef. I'm so proud that I made it to the top 13. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. What a true testament to my skill that I've made it to the top 14, a milestone that every competition celebrates.
Are you current on Next Level Chef, Shetty?
I need to watch the one that came out last Thursday. So I haven't watched the most recent one, but I am I haven't seen the first episode where they're no longer on teams.
Gotcha.
Man, we're getting quickly approaching Crafter Jeff Shuddy edition season, right?
The end of May.
Whew. Right around the corner.
Man.
I think it's, let me check a calendar. It is, no, the Wednesday after Labor Day. Nope, Memorial Day.
Okay, so that is very late June or May.
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
I'm going to my mom's house the Thursday in Virginia, the Thursday before Mother's Day. I think I'm returning that following, like, Wednesday. I'll bring
Mother's Day is the 12th.
Yep. So I'll be good for Master Chef. I mean, I'd make it work regardless. And I'll bring my microphone to my mom's house in Virginia. So I'd be good to go that Monday. But
when are you staying there until?
So I think I'm there from the 9th to the 15th.
Oh wow. So that's a substantial trip.
Yeah.
So we'll have to record the main episode and a deal, a queef or no queef.
The queef or no queef, I'm sure it'll be sorted out. I'll just bring my laptop mic or whatever so we can record from.
I mean, I know we'll be able to manage it. But...
So just giving you guys a little update on my mid-May status.
Well, I'm sure the Puminati greatly appreciates that. they need our itinerary ASAP.
Well, just a reminder then that I will be in California in 2 weeks.
Whew, man,
are you ready?
I cannot fucking believe the premiere is in 2 weeks.
How much agita do you have?
A lot. A lot. Now that it's 100% done, so... Post-production is finished. The movie is completely locked. The editor just got us the download link today. And on Wednesday, I have to drive to this business that makes digital cinema packages known as DCPs. So when you finish a movie and you want to show it in a theater, being that everything is digital now, there are these companies that... And I'm just like parroting shit that people are saying to me, but they have to.
I know you don't know what you're talking about.
No, they take the exported final file and do something to it, which costs a few $100s. Because thank God we found a place that's affordable. Sometimes it's in like the thousands, but they convert it into something that they can play at movie theaters with digital projectors. So it's not just like taking a johncooper.mov file and plugging it in. It has to go through this fucking process or whatever. But also, I mean, like, so, you know, I'm just asking questions like a fucking kid in school throughout this whole thing. And I'm like, so wait, when a movie comes out and it's in like 4,000 theaters, they have to make 4,000 of these motherfuckers and send them out? And they're like, yeah. It's like, ooh. I mean, I guess it does make sense, you know, when things were on, like, film, on reels, every theater would have to get sent those giant fucking reels.
So they get sent multiple reels, and then they'd have to splice them together onto one giant reel.
And then throw wieners in there like Tyler Durden did. But yeah, that is all taken care of. So the movie's 100% done, and now I'm just like filled with dread. Like, am I about to just fill a theater with cast, crew, friends, and family and have a screening of Threat Level Midnight? I hope not. Like, I've probably seen the movie like 80 times at this point. And this week we're focusing on the new poster, which we got like this media firm or agency or something to do it, and they've done like a lot of big studio posters, so it's gonna look fucking sick. It's gonna look like an old school comedy, kind of like the Detroit Rock City Grandma's Boy era a little bit. We're going for one of those. And then the trailer. So this week is the trailer and the poster. So at least I'll have that to keep my mind occupied. But like, I've seen the movie so many fucking times now. It's just like, I'm too close to it. So it's just like, shit, I hope this fucking thing is funny. I've heard all these jokes so many goddamn times that I'm just lost.
Do you still laugh at it when you watch it?
Yeah. Certain parts. I laughed way harder the first time I saw it, but, you know,
well,
the 80th time hearing a joke. But there are certain things, like, I didn't notice in this one scene where the camera pulls back and one character is looking at the camera, like, making this, like, face. And my first time seeing that, I was, like, pissing myself and kept rewinding it to see it over and over again. But, yeah, it is nerve-wracking to, like, finally get a chance. Like, all my whole life, all I've wanted is like, just give me a shot. And now I got my shot, and it's like, fuck, I hope I made it count. Otherwise that will be pretty embarrassing. Pack a theater like that and just have it. All right, let's, right when the credits roll, let's get the fuck out of here so we don't have to make eye contact with them.
Are you like actively trying to set up meetings? Or
once the,
have you spoken to like agents or anything like that about representing you in these things?
No. Because you get an agent and they take 10% of what you're earning. And
yeah,
I'm definitely not bringing somebody on board at the finish line to take 10% of what I just spent the last year doing. But as far as
that makes sense,
as far as finding a buyer, we're like one of the producers is putting together like, you know, like a media packet, like a pitch deck kind of thing with stats and stills from the movie and actor bios. And once the trailer is done, hopefully this week, we're just going to use people's connections to streamers and send them, you know, a link to all three. Here's the media packet. Here's the trailer. Here's the full movie.
Is the trailer going to be out there for the world to see?
I believe so.
Or do you have to wait until somebody picks it up?
I don't know for sure, but my guess is the trailer can just go out and hype people up. Hopefully hype people up. But we'll see. I don't know. Never made it this far. This is all new. But I'm stoked to have everybody coming out here, like Shuddy flying out, and I got family members, and, you know, my grandma, she's in Florida. She's like 86, and she's still sharp as a tack, but, you know, she is 86. So my aunt handles a lot of her finances and stuff like that. So when she needs to take a trip, my aunt will book her tickets for her. So my mom texted my aunt saying that, she was like, okay, my flight, I'm flying out on Monday the 4th. So my aunt didn't look at the day of the week and the date. She just went off the date. And May the 4th is a Saturday. So my grandma is flying out here a few days before everybody else. So I am going to have to entertain an 86-year-old woman for a few days while we wait for the rest of the family to fly out.
Is
she like smoke pot?
I'm thinking Jumbo's Clown Room.
Is she, where is she staying?
I mean, she's going to stay with me. When my family gets out here, they have an Airbnb.
So is this your grandmother or is this Nana?
This is Nana.
Oh, okay. I thought when we first talked about it, I thought it was your other grandmother.
No.
When you brought up Jumbo's Clown Room, I initially felt like that crazy restaurant with all the weird gimmicky things. I didn't like they make like they would like make stuff like.
Didn't you almost, get, he got some sort of dessert with cat, like fake cash or something.
Yeah.
Sent us the picture.
Right. Thanks for helping me out with that. That's what I thought that right. Jumbo's Clown Room was.
I don't even remember that. It was like Slappy's Fun Hole or something.
Didn't you go with your mom?
I did.
Slappy's Fun Hole.
Yeah. And then we immediately went to the Comedy Store.
One of his romantic getaways with Helen.
We ate so much at that dinner. I was like already, while eating dessert, my ass was ready to poop out the appetizer. And I sat through, you know, 3 or 4 hours of stand-up at the Comedy Store with severe intestinal distress. That was a bad move. But I would be ready to put myself through more punishment to go to that place again, because that was pretty fucking crazy. That's actually a good idea. I'm going
to
put the note.
Trying to look up what it was, because I'm going to check that restaurant out myself. I can't remember what the name of it was. Fuck, it's killing me.
It's not Slappy's Fun Hole. Let me see.
No.
I bet you if we go through my Instagram, we can find it, because I put up a little video with my mom when I
got it. I think. Is it Bart and G, the restaurant?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
How is that Slappy's? How is that anywhere near Slappy's Fun Hole?
It's close,
Shuddy.
How
did you find it, Jeff? What did you Google to get there?
Just
Slappy's Fun Hole.
Top 10 best. I looked up weird or crazy Los Angeles restaurants, and then underneath that was top 10 best weird restaurants near Los Angeles on Yelp. So I clicked that and scrolled down a little bit. And I remember the name when I saw it.
That place was pretty solid.
Slappy's Fun Hole wasn't what it was called. So that didn't trick me
up. Martin G.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I found the Instagram video.
Do you think Nana would be into that?
Yeah. She likes gimmicks as well. That could be a good idea. Plus there were like all these other things that I wanted to try there and couldn't try. So it's a great opportunity. Thank you.
Can I tag along? I want to meet Nana.
Sure.
Love it.
Let's see here. What else? Oh, yeah. This is something that came up during the Easter egg. Shuddy Boy already has a poll up. But, Jeff, you mentioned that you're going to the dentist for the first time in years. And my first thought was, I've had that happen in the past. I went a long time without going to the dentist, and my first visit back, the dentist had a bit of work on his hands. A couple cavities. I think I needed a crown because one of my teeth had like cracks in it, but that's for me being like a nighttime teeth grinder and clencher. So that needed some repairing, but then I didn't even realize that you're like bummed out about it. And Shuddy's with you, and I'm once again the ass clown of the trio.
And as of right now, the poll has 25 votes.
Man, no need to out how micro penis our social media game is, Shuddy.
I just put this up a little while ago. Relax. I'm not But it's split almost down the middle. It's 52% to 48%.
Which one has more?
That people do have anxiety going to the dentist.
Man, I didn't.
Yeah.
I did not
I think
know that
that's
was a thing.
common. Even if people had per, or even if I had perfect teeth, which I don't, I would still not like be crazy about sitting in the chair and having someone, you know, with
Yeah.
fucking metal tools going through my mouth. I feel like that's pretty normal. And you're suggesting that it's weird before Kevin or before Shuddy backed me up.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying like when the dentist finishes up and they're like, "All right, see you in 6 months." I'm not like, "Oh, make it three." But it's
Yeah.
I'm not like filled with dread. Like I think
Well,
I have worse anxiety when I go to the doctor, and that's just because I perpetually think I'm terminally ill, and this is the visit that the doctor's going to find whatever it is and be like, "You have 3 months to live." But like going to the dentist, like, I don't know, for a routine
is
cleaning and
it
stuff.
though because you think that the dentist couldn't find that very same scenario with something in your mouth?
Oh no, I've gone in before and be like, there's like a spot on my gums. This is 100% cancer. It's spread to my bones and I'm dead. But it's less than when I go to the doctor. It's not like the poking around in my mouth. It's like, what if they give me bad news? But like, as far as a cleaning, like it sucks. It's not fun, but I yeah, like I said,
Hold
I'm not going in with
on.
sweaty palms.
You said cleaning, right? I am going for like a checkup and like an X-ray, which is like part of like your regular routine. But like my gum, my lower left part of my jaw fucking hurts, and I got like a bump. I've never had my wisdom teeth taken out, so I'm thinking maybe that could be it, or perhaps it's worse. And what's weird is like I wake up in the morning and I'm fine. But then as the day goes on, it continuously hurts more and more. And then by the end of the night, I'm in like actual pain. I gotta like get to sleep so I don't feel so shitty. So I'm nervous that whatever the results are gonna be, it's gonna require more than just like a fucking just a cleaning, a normal cleaning, whether it be a wisdom tooth or worse, or maybe I don't even know, like a root canal, is that bad? I think that's bad. I don't really know what it is.
That seems to be the worst. I've luckily never had a root canal. I've had crowns. I've had wisdom teeth extraction. But I would say a root canal is the that takes the top prize of like worst thing you could do at a dentist.
I don't know what.
Does having this new information, Kevin, make you feel differently about tap dancing all over, like trying to dunk on Jeff about this?
I'm not necessarily trying to dunk on him. I'm just shocked that, 66.6% of MSPH is afraid of the dentist.
I thought it was 50-50.
Well, no, he's talking about the three of us, Jeff.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Like obviously if, I have like an inflamed gum and I'm in like serious pain. All right, it's like all right, well, there's the potential for bad news, but like just going in for a cleaning and stuff, I'm not like, "Oh no, oh no." Like I know Shuddy Boy, like you're like deathly afraid of needles and injections and stuff.
So for a normal cleaning now, I'm not as, like I said on the in the Easter egg, like my dentist is very aware of my normal visit anxiety and that I'm scared of needles. So they're very communicative and very, like I also said, like they're dealing with a child. So when I went back for my last cleaning, there wasn't any anxiety just for that because I mean, I guess it's basically the how much worse can it be than what I've already gone through to get this fucking bridge put in? Like, really? Like,
Yeah, 'cause I mean
they wanna.
you've gone through some shit when like when your teeth got like all pointy and had to get new ones. That could not have been a fun experience.
No, it wasn't.
But
And
even
I.
like when there's nothing going on and you're just going in for like a routine like cleaning or checkup, it's still just like, oh fuck, oh fuck.
It definitely used to be, but since I've started going to this new dentist and I've gone back for my checkups after I had the bridge done, it's been less, and it hasn't been like, it's been more like the, I don't really want to go to the dentist, but I know what happened when I didn't go to the dentist. And I don't want to invest that much more money in my mouth again. I'd rather do it preventatively than repair.
I mean, I haven't been to the dentist since I got banished to the land of Obamacare, because I had a good routine. I had a really good dentist when I had, you know, normal health insurance. And when I switched to Obamacare, they're like, ooh, yeah, we don't take that. And I'm like, that should be like Obamacare's catchphrase. Ooh, yeah, we don't take that. So I just haven't even bothered finding a new dentist yet, which is stupid. I should. I actually need to take care of that sooner than later. But how long has your mouth been hurting, Jeff?
Really kind of since, I want to say Thursday. The dentist was closed, maybe Wednesday night. The dentist is closed. My dentist's office is closed Friday.
Early observance of the holiday?
Maybe. I didn't even realize there was a holiday, actually.
No, I meant 420, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Well, no, my editorial call today, the managing editor is Jewish, brought up that it's Passover. So I didn't know if that's what you meant or something.
No, I meant they were closed on Friday and early observance right. of Saturday.
Fair so. Enough, yeah. Yeah, they weren't picking up the phone today, but my dentist's office is literally, like, around the corner. Like, I could almost throw a baseball to it. Like, it's that close. So I just walked over there and was like, explained to them my issue. And it's kind of like your point a little while ago before you and Shuddy had a back and forth about his thing, where it's like, it's not just a cleaning, like my mouth hurts and I'm nervous about what they're going to say. Like if I knew like my teeth were perfectly good or had a strong indication that I had very healthy teeth, I'd be like, whatever, I don't care, cleaning, cool. But like, I am nervous that like I'm gonna be given some unfortunate news and I'm gonna have to go to the dentist a few times and invest some money in it and go through some pain. And I do multiple podcasts for this and for my job, and it's just like I'm nervous about having to put that on hold. And
the smart money is
right,
it's better on the Clippers.
Well, yeah, I'm nervous about putting it on hold and being in, like, the embarrassment of all that. Like, yeah, my teeth isn't great, so can't really be doing podcasts right now.
Because I'm on a snack attack. It's perfectly shit that I got from my dentist.
This is a moment of weakness for me, and you're going to come at me like this?
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Kevin's really showing his true colors. What a dick.
Oh, like you pussies ever miss an opportunity.
They put it in my mouth.
I mean,
I'm gonna get you really good right after your movie premieres. Don't worry, I'm saving a good joke.
Oh yeah, I got my fucking needle dick review typed up for Letterboxd.
By the way, speaking of snack attacks, Carl and I this morning did watch your snack attack of the Little Caesars pepperoni cupcakes. What are those things called? Snack bombs?
Crunchy cups.
Crazy puffs?
Yep, that's
it. Crazy puffs, yeah.
Something like that.
Man,
they were fucking delicious.
They looked incredible. They looked so fucking good.
Yeah,
those commercials, I mean, I'm glad they lived up to the commercials that Bezos was force feeding us during Queef or No Queef.
It's got like a little Detroit style, like burnt cheesy crust aspect to it, which is fucking bomb. You know how in Detroit style, Kevin, where they kind of, the cheese gets burnt onto the crust.
Yeah. It's kind of like Mosses.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I was not expecting to be that hungry for pizza that early in the morning, but Well, I was also grateful that it gave us this little gem, too.
This is a fucking full-on cheese jizzing right in my mouth, and I love it.
Jeez, gotta be careful with what I say there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, I got a huge
Big Brother's always listening, Jeff.
This is a fucking full-on cheese jizzing right in my mouth, and I love it.
She was like, oh my fucking god. And I just started laughing so hard and I replayed it like 5 times. Yeah, she is a big fan of your snack attacks. As I know the Puminati extreme elite top tier Patreon subscribers are.
Carl's food has been featured on my snack attack a couple times.
Yeah. I think you gave her a little bit of a complex when you didn't necessarily like her matcha cookies.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that I didn't like them. It's that I didn't like them. I was trying to think of a way to say it. I don't know. I'm not into matcha flavored things.
Yeah, and I told her that. I'm like,
can beat around the bush around as much as possible, but ultimately, yeah, I wasn't the audience for them.
Yeah, I was like, look, matcha is not everybody's cup of tea. Pardon the pun. I was like, but I fucking love them. I think they're fucking delicious. I had to actually beg her to stop baking me things. Because I'm like, do you want to be known as dating the titted man? Like, you have to stop. I have no self-control. If you throw all these delicious baked goods at me, I'm going to eat them. And it all goes straight to my fucking nipples. You know this. Please. So she has relented. Thank God. But you can still fuck my tits, so go figure. By the way, speaking of dentists and stuff, remember that whole ordeal when my grandma ate shit and face planted on the corner of a coffee table and knocked all her teeth out?
Terrifying.
She's still to this day. So that happened the day before the first day on set for John Cooper. And she still has not gotten the final surgery to fix it all, which I it's probably tough doing an operation like that on an old lady, but like they put temporaries in, like she has these temporary things that she can slide on and off almost like dentures or a retainer or something. But I was talking to her on the phone the other day and she went to the doctor to get the surgery where they screw a post into your jaw. And I guess they told her they needed more time, so she's still fucking walking around with fake teeth in her head.
So she's getting implants put in.
Yeah, and like, man, it is, that was fucking wild, man. I could have done without seeing that. Just like her lip split from the lip right up to her nose while there was like meat falling out of it, and she's like, what is this. I'm like, you have to stop touching your lip innards, please. She's like, what happened? I'm like, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to be the one to break the news to you that you just split your lip straight up to your fucking nose and your teeth are lying on the floor in a big puddle of blood. Let's just go over here and watch TV while the ambulance heads over. But she's tough as fucking nails, man. That didn't slow her down.
Nana's a trooper for sure.
Yeah.
Is she the one that we're going to Bart G, the restaurant, with?
Yeah.
Bart and G?
Yep. Yeah.
What kind of food moves are we going to be making?
What do you want? I mean, it's going to be tough because the time that you're here is going to be when, you know, a lot of families in town.
Yeah.
So. That's kind of why I was like Carl was doing the same thing. She's like, all right, well, while it's just her in town, we should plan some things that would normally be a massive pain in the ass with a giant group of people. But I'm also wondering if we should save Barton Fink. What the fuck is it?
Barton G?
Yeah. Barton G's silly K-hole.
Did you say Barton G?
I didn't, but I wish I did. Fartin' G. Whew. Did you guys catch any? Wait, real quick before we go, Jeff. One last time. When is your dentist appointment?
Tomorrow, 10:30.
Tomorrow. Interesting. All right. Well, should
I'm nervous.
You got this. You'll be fine. You're gonna be all right.
It's probably just mouth cancer.
I mean, that bump, it's probably just like a cheese deposit, and they'll just lance it, get all the cheese out, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
It's hopefully probably just a mild infection. Do you have any antibiotics kicking around the house? Just take a handful of them.
Got weed. That's about it.
So are your wisdom teeth, are they innies or outies?
I don't know. I guess innies. I would say innies.
So they're underneath your gums? They never like poked through?
Nope.
And they probably never impact. They were never impacted either.
No. The last time I went to the dentist, maybe 15 years ago. No, I don't know how long ago it was. Probably like 4 or 5. They said I'm good on the wisdom teeth thing. Because I brought it up. It's like, this is fucking weird, right? Everyone I know has gotten their wisdom teeth taken out. Am I weird? Am I just make me gay? Like, what's the problem? And they're like, no, we're all right.
You're like, sir, your just gayness has nothing to do with your teeth.
if you feel them coming up, and come back to the dentist, but you're good for now. All right, cool.
Because I had my...
You had your wisdom teeth pulled, right, Kev?
I did, yeah, because my bottom ones were impacted. So they grew in diagonally, almost straight up fucking sideways. And it was like an iceberg, like only a teeny tiny bit of the tooth poked through the gums. And stuff used to fucking slide under there, like popcorn kernels would get under there or something. And they were constantly irritated. And I would have to get, I bought like fucking dental tools at the supermarket, like the little pokies. And I would have to like try and get under there. And whenever I got out, whatever was stuck, you know, in a day or two, my gums would be back to normal and nothing would hurt. And one time something got under there and I couldn't fucking find it. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like digging around and spitting out blood and shit. And there's no popcorn kernel coming out. So I was like, uh-oh, this might be the one time where this has exceeded my dental skills. So I went in and the guy was like, oh yeah, this has to come out. Your gums are severely infected. And we got to get that fucking tooth out. I was like, shit. And he was like, have you eaten anything today? And I'm like, well, I had a coffee on the way over. And he's like, ooh, so we can't knock you out. But all four of your wisdom teeth need to come out. Like, even your top ones. I'm like, man, really? He's like, yeah, it's better to just get them all out now. Because just wisdom teeth, for some reason, just cause problems eventually, I guess. So I was just... Or I just got fleeced.
Because what happens is if they're growing impacted, they're pushing on your other teeth and they'll eventually.
But they took my top ones too. And the top ones were not impacted. They were just regular. But
they were in there, so they took them. I only had 3 grow in.
Whoa.
At the time I had them removed. And they were all impacted. And I woke up.
In the middle of it?
In the middle of it.
Were you numb?
I didn't feel anything. Yeah, I was.
Oh, that's good.
But they were in there trying to extract these teeth, and I just start blabbering and wanting to chit-chat with them.
Yeah, let me tell you guys about this Wu-Tang album. Like,
someone just told me the exact same thing when I brought up my wisdom teeth.
So they had to knock me back out in the middle because I wouldn't just sit there and not try and talk.
They told you to shut up and you wouldn't?
I remember being very high. And at that point in my life, I had not been high before. So I was just like, there's like grinding and they're like jackhammering to break them up so they can get them out. And I'm there just asking them what they're doing. Like,
go, how we go, gay? Sir, this is not the time.
But yeah. The doctor that did mine was super old, but really chill. And when I went back for my checkup, he was like, do you feel like going back to school? And I remember telling him that I didn't. So he wrote me a doctor's note. He extended my doctor's note for 2 days.
Sick.
Because I was a senior when I had them taken out.
Yeah, when I
That's
when
awesome.
I When I went in and told the guy that I had coffee, he was like, well, we can't knock you out, but this one has to come out right now. And then you'll have to come back another time for the other three. So I was awake the entire time. And they, you know, injected me with the numbing shit and waited a few minutes. And they're like, all right, can you feel this? And they're like poking it with the little pokey. And I'm like, no, not when you do that. And then he's like, all right, let's get into it. And then he pulls out a scalpel. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Is there like a middle thing between tiny pokey and scalpel that we can introduce to make sure I'm fully numbed? And he's like, no, 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 you're fine, you're fine. And I, you know, my gums were so fucking swollen because they were that infected. There was no pain, but I felt the blade just slice through all that gum meat. And it was really, really fucking weird. It was like my gums were just like butter and a hot knife going through it. I was just like, eh, that doesn't hurt, but I still don't like it. And then they had to do the whole fucking thing with me awake. So they took a drill and they cut a line down the center, like going across the tooth, just drilled like a little divot. And then this motherfucker puts a chisel in it and he's like, kra-ka, kri, kak, fra-ka, like twisting it, trying to split my tooth in half. My head's fucking whipping around. He's got his like knee on my chest for leverage.
Update.
I did not like that.
The results have flipped to 54-48 in favor of I ain't no bitch.
Hmm.
Well, who knows? He's got great teeth. Good for them.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll be all right, Jeff. We'll check in with you next week to see if it's like, you know, I don't know, like a twin you absorbed in the womb that's stuck in your gums or something.
Went to the dentist and said I was gay.
God, you try to suck your dentist's dick and all of a sudden he thinks you're gay, huh? Look, copays suck. before we talk about movies a little bit, just a quick plug. I was on the most recent episode of Doug Loves Movies that came out today.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you plug your movie?
I did. That Doug Benson is in? Yeah.
Nice.
It's kind of weird plugging a movie that's not out, but I don't know. It does have
a plug.
It has an active Letterboxd page. So anybody that adds it to their watch list does make it climb up in the rankings. Like when we play the Letterboxd game, that's all the stuff that factors in what ranks higher than other things. So I was able to be like, hey, put it on your watch list. Help it out. Make it look cool. Whatever. But yeah, that is out if anybody wants to listen. New episode of Doug Loves Movies featuring myself, Doug Bass, and Jessica Michelle Singleton. No spoilers.
I'm going to look up Jessica. What's her name? Jessica Singleton?
Yeah.
Michelle. Did you...
JMS. JMS, baby. What's up, Shuddy?
Did you do better than you did the last time?
Well, you know, I don't want to fucking spoil things. But maybe.
Because I'm not going to listen if you fucking drop the ball again.
Look, Shuddy, the games played on the Zoom shows are usually luck-based. You know, like, I don't know what horror... I think the one that fucked me up last time was Scream Queens on, like, a BuzzFeed list. The fuck does BuzzFeed know about real horror? They put nonsense on that list. Utter fucking nonsense. But I think you'll be happier with this performance than the last one, Shuddy.
All right.
But yeah, did
is
you guys
Doug coming to the premiere?
No, he's on the road. He's got road dates. But Shuddy, did you see any films?
I did. Week? So I had a day on Friday and got very what is that? Is that that's a mug.
Yeah, it's a
Pip-Boy mug.
A Pip-Boy mug. I was talking about this with Carl last night. I'm like, wait a second. I think I have one of those. And it's just been in like a cabinet above my fridge that I haven't gone into in like 6 years. But I forgot this was sitting right over there. But you went
nice.
To...
I decided Friday afternoon that I wanted at the last minute to go to the movies. And there
Let y'all
wasn't
go
really
to the
anything specific
movie.
that I wanted to see, but I saw there was a comedy movie, supposedly, called Sasquatch Sunset.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that. I know Jesse
Neither
Eisenberg
did
is in it.
I, but it has Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough in it.
Yeah, Elvis's granddaughter.
So I wanted to go see that, and I like left for the movie theater. I couldn't get my tickets purchased. Come to find out, my A-list had lapsed because my payment card expired, and
Ooh.
they wouldn't let me rejoin. And once you cancel your AMC A-list, you have to wait 6 months before you can rejoin.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
So
Wow, that's really weird.
I decided not to go to
Oh, we lost you,
I
Shuddy.
hold on, I have to plug in the laptop. Can you hear me now? We good?
Yeah, but you sound all weird.
Yeah, I think your audio is going through your headphones now.
Yeah, with the fart, Shuddy. Oh, jeez.
I'm here. I don't know why the Yeti is not showing up in Zoom now.
You sound like you're 20. If that helps. Bear with us,
How's that?
folks.
It looks like it switched back over.
There we go. Yeah.
Good,
I
baby.
think my USB-C thing where everything plugs into my MacBook is on the fritz.
Uh-oh.
So I'll have to get another one of those Johns.
All right, so what happened with your movie drama dilemma?
So I had to I message had to message customer service, and I got it all handled, but ended up not because I had time to look further into Sasquatch Sunset, because like I had decided to go to the movies to a 5:20 movie at like 10 after 5 at first. So I had no time to really decide, look into it. Oh, comedy movie Jesse Eisenberg about Sasquatches. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I've heard it's one of those movies that's going to have a very limited audience that it lands
So
with,
once.
but I the it apparently has no dialogue, but it does have Sasquatch pooping. So if you've ever wanted to
So,
watch a Sasquatch take a shit.
I was under the impression it was like Greasy Strangler by Jesse Eisenberg.
no. Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough are Sasquatches in the wilderness, and it's about like their family group.
Jesus
So,
fucking Christ.
I knew none of that going into it the first time, but having time to deal with customer service and AMC allowing me to reactivate my A-list because I didn't cancel it. It was just me forgetting to update my new credit card information. I looked into it further, saw there was no dialogue, and reading the reviews, it was like, it's basically there Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough grunting at each other in a movie about Sasquatch sexual organs and Sasquatch poop. And I weighed all of those things together, and the no dialogue
That's tough. It is very
outweighed
tough.
the amusingness of watching poop jokes with Sasquatches.
I mean, who knows? Like
So
the way that it's packaged, Sasquatch genitalia and pooping, maybe while the male Sasquatch is pooping, you see his penis and nuts hanging down as the turd falls out.
that's, I mean, I
In which
have a
case,
very
I want to see this movie.
strong that this is what happens. But then, long story short, I saw another movie that had just come out with Henry Cavill in it that at first I had no interest in, and again, when I made that first decision to go to the movies, I'm like, I don't even know what this is. I don't care. But because I had it in my head that I was going to the movies, I wanted to find something to go to. And I ended up going to see The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Yeah, that's something that landed on my radar super late, and then the fact that it was a Guy Ritchie movie landed even later. So I was like, shit. Like, not only is Guy Ritchie putting out tons of fucking movies lately. I think he had two movies just last year.
And he just did The Gentleman on Netflix that just came out,
This
which
one
ruled.
seemed to arrive with little to no fanfare, and from what I hear, it's actually kind of good.
It so
Not
it
woke,
was
according to OutKick. So that's good. Sorry.
okay.
What does that mean? That
I wasn't
there's
saying anything for a while. I had to get something in there.
No, but I don't understand how you can make this movie woke.
You can't.
Does that mean there's no
But it was
minorities in it?
exactly what I was looking for in a movie on Friday night. Just ate an edible and treated myself to some Sour Patch Kids and some nachos and a large soda and just sat there and enjoyed the shit out of it. It's funny. It's got a lot of action, a lot of violence. The score is amazing. It's really visually pleasing. It ruled. I really fucking liked it. I went in with no expectations other than it was a Guy Ritchie action type movie, which I expected to enjoy.
Yeah, actually, oddly enough, Carl and I just watched Snatch last night because she had never seen it. And
I've never seen Snatch.
whoa. Oh,
Pretty good.
it's fucking great. It's a five dicker in my opinion.
But it was awesome. It was really good. Henry Cavill was great. Alan Ritchson was fun. There is somebody else. I don't. Carrie Elwes was in it.
Oh, I have to correct you there. Ewells.
I couldn't remember how Jeff said it, so I went with the yeah, Cary Elwes was in it. Freddie Fox was in it, and he played Ian Fleming because it's based on a true story, supposedly.
Oh, the guy that created James Bond?
Yeah, and the character that Henry Cavill plays is who is supposed to be the guy James Bond was based off of.
Oh, no kidding.
But
Oh,
the
now I want to
movie is
see this.
basically about a British black ops operation during World War II to cripple the German U-boat fleet in the Atlantic. But it was great. Till Schweiger was the bad guy.
Kilschwager? The hell is Kilschwager?
Till, you would recognize him. What
Hold on,
else
I'm
has he
looking
been
it up.
in? Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, yeah.
He was the German friend in SLC Punk.
The way you said it, for some reason, my brain was like, that sounds like what you would call like bad weed in the 90s. Oh, man.
Till Schweiger.
Got a fucking nickel bag of Tilschwager.
Schweiger. He was the main character in the Far Cry movie by Uwe Boll.
Oh, an auteur of our time. Well, shit, I have to give this a watch
It
then.
is definitely worth a watch. I think I'm at.
Shuddy Boy really pondering this one. Cool poster, too. That's
Yeah,
sick.
I really enjoyed it. The thing with it that I would say is that there was not a lot of tension.
Okay.
Like there was one brief spot where one of the good characters was in a bit of a pickle, but it did not last very long. Like the good guys won pretty easily every time.
Gotcha.
So it that so because of that, I'm going to say probably 375. It would be a four dicker. It was fun though. Like, it's a fun watch. It's not, you know, you're not on the edge of your seat for any of the movie.
But an enjoyable watch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely all I can ask for.
Yeah, it's just a fun movie to watch. But yeah, there's
I'm gonna
no...
check that out. I love Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, I mean, he is, and the score of it is very much like sort of like spaghetti western, kind of like what Tarantino has done in the last couple of them.
Oh yeah, who's that guy? The Ennio Morricone. Now I kind of sound like Jeff trying to pronounce Italian dishes.
Sounded pretty Italian to me.
Ennio Edifui.
Let's see who did the score. But it was fun all the way around. I just, yeah, fun.
Nice.
Filming, and it was filmed in Turkey. That's not what I'm looking for.
Turkey. Turkey.
Jerry Bruckheimer produced it.
Jeff, you went and saw a movie, right?
I saw Civil War, actually. I think after the podcast last Monday, so it's been a while. And holy shit, it was fucking wild. I really, really liked it. And I don't think I'll ever see it again because it's not like one of those movies you can just throw on. But it left a hell of an impression with me. So, like, the first, like, war moment happens in, like, the first, like, I think 5 minutes, right? The girl with the American flag. You haven't seen it, right, Shuddy?
No, I haven't. I have no interest in it, so don't worry about spoiling it.
Oh, really? Is it because it's an A24 thing?
Not so much that it's an A24 thing. It just doesn't seem all that interesting.
Really?
To me.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Tough,
I don't really know what to say
study.
About that, but that first like war moment, the girl with the American flag, I won't spoil for the listeners, it just grabs you immediately, like, oh shit, all right, that's what kind of movie we're watching here, that's what kind of story this is going to be. And that level of intensity just kind of steadily inclines from there, and like Kevin was saying, it's like almost like a anthology of like war moments or war sequences within like this fake civil war that's happening in America. And it is fucking brutal and intense, and like the action scenes are pretty badass, like the wartime kills or gun battles are, they're fucking sick. And I thought it was just like really, really well done. And like I left like my palms were sweating. Like I was like kind of jacked up. I was like, fuck, that was intense. And I really enjoyed it. I'll go a solid 4 Civil War dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Civil War, it was pretty intense. And honestly, I was thinking in my head, I'm like, man, I this is honestly a coin flip on whether Jeff will like it or not, because it is light on the details, you know, like even some of those like little vignettes they stumble across on their road trip. Like there's one part, without giving too many details, not that there's many to give, but there's like two snipers like shooting at each other, and you never know why. And it's like, all right, that's fine. But like, it's also like, okay, they even asked, and I'm like, oh, cool, finally, somebody's asking. He's like, what's going on here? How did this start? And he's like, what do you mean? That guy's shooting at me, and I'm shooting at him. And I'm like, oh, all right, that's the amount of details we're getting here. But I didn't know how that was going to land with you, because even big picture stuff, they don't say what caused the Civil War. They don't say why California, Texas, and Florida are fighting together.
You have no idea who to root for. Like, you're not even given the option. Like, I don't know who's fighting who and why and what the main disagreement was.
Which
like,
is Cheech interesting.
Made a good point afterwards, where it's like, it could have been longer. Like, I could have used some more detail on that. That's fair. And I do kind of agree with that. I guess that's why I didn't give it 5 dicks. But like, it was just so well made. Like the brutality of the conflict was,
yeah,
I don't know, so well done, I thought.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on stuff like that, because they could have gone the route of every other movie and held your hand and said, like, these are the people you're rooting for, these are the people you're rooting against, here's why this is happening, here's why this is happening. But you watched it through the eyes of the press, who are supposed to be objective and neutral. And, you know, when you've seen as many movies as I have, it's like every now and then you do need something different to sort of, like, make you feel things again, you know? It's like when you're a porn addict and, you know, jerking off to two people having sex isn't doing it anymore, and you need to jack it to some lady pooping on a cake.
Yeah. Exactly. Who hasn't jerked it on some lady shitting on a cake?
Oh,
sometimes
fuck yeah.
I get bored.
Oh, happy birthday to me. Oh.
I guess this morning.
All right, so four Civil War dicks? That's pretty strong. I feel like it's been a long time, dude, since you've ever given a four-dick movie review.
I think, I feel like it was, obviously it was a war film, but it was kind of like a movie about journalism.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was, that so. Was like the main point is, like, Kirsten Dunst, the other guy in it, and then the girl protege they bring along. Like, they're journalists. Like, they don't, you're seeing it through their lens, so really it doesn't matter. And even in their head, it doesn't matter who's right, who's wrong. They're documenting it.
Yeah.
And they're just going to serve up the intel, and you choose to feel however you want about it. So I like that kind of commitment to, like, this is what this is about. This is who we choose to follow in this conflict. And it also spares us maybe ruining the story by adding too many details, or affecting the viewer's view, or the viewer's, like, I don't know, opinion of the story with too many details, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's dicey. It's like, the director might try to make people out to be the bad guy, and it's politics. So maybe half the audience feels like the bad guy's in the right. You know what I mean? It's very similar to how we got, like, half the country thinks Joe Biden is the worst president ever, and the other half thinks Donald Trump is the worst president ever. So that's, you know, maybe the director or the storyteller is like, we don't even want that much, like, nuance in it. Like, here's the brutality of the war, and this is what you get.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Also,
shit.
I brought this up to you last week, but I don't think you actually gave an official Civil War score.
I didn't?
I don't think so. I don't remember hearing it because.
Let me see.
I remember we went after MSPH, and I was like, "Yeah, Kevin liked it. He thought it was really good." And they're like, "Well, what did he score?" I don't think he fucking scored it. Actually,
I think like Shuddy. I think I well, I didn't. Obviously, I didn't say it, but like Shuddy, it's like a 3.75 for me, which is enough to be like, yeah, that's an awesome movie. Everything above 3.5 for me is, like, you know, varying degrees of big thumbs up. But yeah, I didn't make it to the theater at all. I mean, it was, you know, a very stony, low-key weekend, but with Steph having to go to class 8 hours a day on both Saturday and Sunday, I wasn't like, hey, he drag you to some movie. We're like, all right, we can just fucking relax and, you know, decompress a little bit before you have a full week of work with classes on top of it all, starting all over again. But I do want to see that Guy Ritchie movie. I want to see that Monkey Man. How did Civil War land with, like, Cheech and Bill? Did they like it?
I think they felt similar to me about it. I'm actually texting Bill right now. Bill is in Panama.
Oh my God.
With his girlfriend and her family. They always go on, like, an out of country yearly vacation, and they pick Panama. I don't really know why specifically, but they're at, like, an all inclusive resort. So that's where he's at right now, but he's just texting me about it. I'll ask him when he scored.
Well, this
Civil War.
This weekend is that Boy Kills World movie that looks kind of John Wick-y. Looks like a hyper-violent action movie. And then what's that...
the Skarsgård guy?
Yeah. And then that tennis movie with Zendaya.
Bill also scored Civil War 4.
Nice.
I think Cheech is right around there, too.
Wait a second.
So...
I completely forgot in my notes, it just says, Jeff saw a naked homeless lady.
Yeah, it's really that simple, huh? I was walking with little mama the other day, and like the homeless problem around in my neighborhood isn't nearly as bad as like up in LA or in certain parts of Long Beach. Like I live in a pretty nice neighborhood, but there are homeless here or there. But I was walking little mama and there was a homeless lady with her tits out lying on the ground next to a knocked over trash can, couple knocked over trash cans with trash all over the place. She was like rubbing her legs and like moaning, not in like a sexual way, but not in like a, I'm dying. Like these are my last breaths way. Just like a weird, just like, and I was
did you walk over
her.
And go like, nice.
I didn't know. No, I didn't do that. I didn't know what to say. And like, I could not look at her. So I was walking by and I looked at her. We made direct eye contact and like, I quickly looked away. Like,
oh, nice new gatos. Good day to you, ma'am.
I can't even weigh in on the tits. I told someone about this recently. Like, well, how were first question is, well, how were the tits? I was like, I don't know. Like her legs were all bruised and shit. And she's obviously not in a good place. I mean, she's without home.
Yeah.
But it sucked. It was creepy.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, I feel like a lot of people that like to shit on California for having a lot of homeless people in it. It's not like people are just like, you know, I just don't feel like going to my job today. So I'm just going to, you know, panhandle forever and live on the streets now. A lot of it is just people with, you know, severe mental problems. And sometimes if you're like have somebody in your family like that and you are low income or like you have a child who's like severely mentally fucked up and then they turn 18 and you just don't have the means to support them anymore, there's fucking nowhere for people to go. So that's what puts a lot of these people on the street. And, you know, you might say, like, who in their right mind is walking around with their tits hanging out? And it's like, exactly, that's the point. Like,
the person's not in their right mind.
Yeah, if you've ever seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, there used to be places for these people to go, and there aren't anymore. So that's why they're on the street. And that is a big thing. Like, I've seen some guy who, he kind of had, like, a Rip Van Winkle thing going on. I was walking through Studio City once, and he just locked eyes with me, whipped his dick out, and started pissing in the street. Like off the sidewalk, and this was like 2 p.m. in the afternoon on a weekday, and I'm like, oh my god, double time. I've seen, you know, that this woman who used to show up in Poop Slime Alley and scream like Sarah Connor in T2. I went out there one time, and she was like butt ass naked, just dragging a blanket behind her, and it's like, oh. And you know, I know this is kind of turned into a little bit of a serious discussion, but. You know, everybody likes to complain about it and like take shots at California and LA, but it's like, all right, everybody's getting their shots in, but do you have any solutions you would like to propose? And there kind of isn't.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these people, even if you gave them a checking account and like, there's a fucking $1 million in here, go start your life. They're not gonna. They're either gonna spend it on drugs or, you know, do something else weird with it. Like, you can't throw money at a problem like that. And then, like, again, like, if you put people in, you know, what used to be a loony bin, you just have people that just go around and round these people up and put them in a center. It's, you know, they have their meals are guaranteed. They're not out living in the elements. They don't have to dig out of fucking trash. But that also presents the problem of, like, okay, that's a lot of power for somebody to have that they can just roam the streets and be like, you are coming with me against your will and you're going in this nut house. It's like, there is no real clear path to a solution that has everybody being like, yeah, we did it.
Yeah. I mean, I can just go off my own perspective and what I've seen around LA County, and I think we do need insane asylums back, or insane asylums, excuse me. Just because, I don't know, you see so many people that, like, it's not just the product of poor life decisions, like people who are mentally handicapped that have no fucking chance.
Yeah.
Have no chance.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, what's more humane, being able to just drag somebody off the street against their will and put a roof over their head, or leave them there to fucking eat trash and, like, walk around naked with kids around, and some people are angry and violent and they're a danger to the general public. Like, people are fucking getting attacked. It's, you know, it's tricky. Everybody likes to think they have the ideal solution ready, but it's like, do you? Like, I don't even know if my idea is the right solution. But, man, it does suck.
Yeah, it does suck. It's a bummer. Thank God I don't have as many homeless people around here. You know, to see that kind of stuff, because it's a bummer every time. You know, you'll see, like, I'll just drive through LA and see 10 cities, and it's fucking gross. Bums me out. And again, a lot of them, like, it's not just so, like, you know, oh, they're on drugs, or oh, they, you know, people, certain people will kind of say it's like the choice of homeless people to be homeless. Some people, I think a vast majority of them, actually don't have a choice. And that's the bummer.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this on...
like, no veteran should be homeless. That shouldn't even be a fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, that one is the one that really bums me out.
Yeah. And then those people, they go through some shit while they're serving, and that causes a whole bunch of problems, which needs to be treated and isn't. And then they end up on the street. It's fucked. It's fucked. The whole situation's fucked.
Yeah. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, holy shit. It was like quite the start to my morning.
It is, no matter how many times you see it, it is quite shocking. I walked to the pharmacy one time and some guy was like Jeff in the intro. He was just Winnie the Pooh in it. He was like sprawled out on the sidewalk with like a button down flannel shirt on, no pants or underwear, penis literally just chilling right on the cement. And it's like, wow, that is, that will always be jarring. That'll always be a surprise.
I was doing inventory at one of the Philadelphia stores on one morning last summer. And as I was standing at the seating area in front of a window, entering it all in, I watched a gentleman wearing nothing but a pair of slides walk down the street, swinging a stick while his dick was flapping around.
Well, I know we're all thinking it, so I'll be the one to ask. How was his dick?
I was going to ask that before.
Oh, he was packing heat.
It was quite jarring how much it was swinging around at 7 o'clock in the morning.
It had the propeller
effect.
The sun's
effect. Just starting to rise. Like,
for a second, I thought you were going to say...
I look out this window and there's this giant man walking by wearing nothing but slides.
At first, I thought you were going to say, remember in that CKY video when Rab himself pressed his ass up against a window of a restaurant and just diarrheaed? And, like, there are fucking people just, like, sitting right there eating. And someone, like, tried to, like, smack his ass through the window, being like, get out of here. I guess not.
No. I've never
seen
CKY videos.
Oh, man.
No. I didn't see any members of CKY until they were on Jackass.
But you didn't go back afterwards and watch some CKY?
No. At that point, I was raising children of my own.
Well, I remember the first time I ever saw CKY was CKY 2K, and that was in the dorm at Kutztown. Somebody like had a VHS copy of it, and that was when I had already doing stunts when I was in Bing Boing school, and I was like, oh, no, someone got our fucking gimmick. Not like we fucking invented it or anything, but then when Jackass came out, it was like, oh, it's all over. The market is officially way too saturated for us. There's no room.
We were late.
Yeah. Yep.
My favorite I think it was a CKY when Mike V, that skateboarder, fights four guys. Was that
Oh
CKY?
Yeah, that's
so sick.
That goes viral, I feel like, every couple of years. People see it for the first time and then it's everywhere. Yeah. Tough bastard. I wouldn't
that
want to
dude
fuck
was
with
gnarly.
Him. Yeah.
Have you ever met that guy? He's from New Jersey.
I want to say I have. Like, I feel like he was on Ellis, but I can't 100% remember.
I think he had to have been on Ellis.
I mean, I bet you like a big majority of people today would not find CKY stuff funny. They would I remember the first time I saw that video of Rab pulling his pants down, pressing right up against the window and diarrheaing. Like, I thought I was going to pass out from laughing so hard. But I bet you if like someone did that today, like if that clip went viral, all the comments would be like, ugh, disgusting. How dare he interrupt people's meal with poop?
Yeah. The funniest shit was him taking a poop running at full speed.
It's like, I know people have evolved and they're trying to become nicer, better people, but if you can't laugh at a guy shitting himself while running at full speed, then wrap it up. Humanity's over.
Dude, I don't know if I've evolved. Like, I feel like if I went back and like listened to old Howard Stern or like Howard Stern with Artie Lang, even further back than that, I would be laughing just as hard.
Yeah, I can't argue with you there.
And I think Howard Stern would not be.
I haven't watched any CKY video in a long time, but I'm pretty sure if I put them on, I'd still be laughing throughout the whole thing.
For sure,
I mean,
dude.
Even in the early ones, like the very first one, they were fucking gnarly in that. They made like a dummy of a person and threw it over a bridge and it was landing on cars. And people were like skidding out of control. Like, I feel like people seeing that for the first time today would be like, oh, that is fucked up. That is not cool. Like, that definitely could have caused an accident or something, or if it landed on the hood of an old person's car.
I mean,
having a heart attack.
It is just illegal. That is an illegal thing to do.
Yeah.
I was trying to find this guy's name. I guess he's still alive. Brandon D. Camilla.
Oh yeah. That dude was fucking hysterical. I love that guy.
I feel like he didn't really make it on Jackass though.
No, he had like a couple
he too
things
gnarly
here and there.
For Jackass?
I don't know. I wonder if they were just like, you know, clubs full. Like, he did have a couple moments here and there, and like, I don't know, maybe one or two bits in a Jackass movie here and there. But yeah, it was, I do remember him being like top tier cast members watching the CKY videos and then being kind of bummed out that he didn't make it over to MTV and the Jackass.
Even Rab himself, I don't think got that much run on Jackass.
Yeah, not really. Just that, I think that diaper when he jumped off a tree into underwear held up by strings. And
I also like I just googled CKY and I'm remembering the stuff that they used to show, or I remember old CKY show. Remember when they got Raekwon with the mustard?
Oh yeah, he hates mustard like I hate onions.
And he like kicked that guy's fucking door. I think it was Bam's, right? I think he kicked Bam's like Lamborghini door.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. And hey, like they say, all good times must come to an end. But not if you jump over to patreon.com/madscientistpartyhour, where the party continues. That's a good catchphrase. We should trademark that. Make it our Patreon slogan. Because, yeah, every
the
week.
The party continues.
Every week, the MSPH Tom fuckery does not stop. It continues on in Patreon land. And for the entry-level $5 tier, you get a bonus podcast every week and Crafter Jeff Shuddy Edition, which is, like we mentioned, about to start up again. So I feel like once we settle who the clear gold, silver, and bronze is of Queef or No Queef Season 3. We might have to do a couple supermarket queefs to bridge the gap. I haven't done the time math yet, but Yeah, Crafter Jeff Shuddy Edition is coming back. And then the $10 tier has all the specialty shows like What the Fuck Did I Just Watch with Shuddy and Dom, Snack Attacks, Between Two Flushes, Shuddy Boys Wax of the Week write-ups, all the aforementioned stuff, Kevin's Nerd Hole, all that shit. Check it out. Support the homies. Patreon.com/Mad Scientist Party Hour. Top shelf fart jokes, if I do say so myself.
As top shelf as I get.
Oh, yeah. And you can also follow us on Instagram. I'm at Kevin Kraft.
At Shuddy Boy.
At Jeff Bar Records.
And at MSPH Podcast. And at John Cooper Movie. If you guys wouldn't mind helping me fluff those numbers up, we are getting into crunch time. So we're going to be coming at potential buyers and be like, look, these are our social media pages. These are the numbers. So everybody that follows at John Cooper Movie on Instagram, you are greatly increasing my chances of selling this movie. And then you get to see it. If the movie doesn't sell, only the three of us and everybody at the premiere gets to see it, which would suck ass. So at John Cooper Movie on Instagram. And if you want some movie deep dive goodness in your life, you can check out patreon.com/movie night with Kevin. The episode with RoboCop just dropped on Friday.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
Meow, 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 meow. I've got a big fat schlong. I just picture RoboCop has a big dick. But yeah, that episode is up. And then this Friday is the last movie of 80s action month doing Lethal Weapon. And then in May, a whole new theme will make itself known. Patreon.com/movie night with Kevin. You can also check out Jeff, who's on a hot streak, Outkick Bets with Jeff Clark.
Yeah, I'll be doing some NBA playoff podcasts this week after my dental clituation, gets figured out. Golf is off for the next couple weeks. Thank God, because it has not been a good season for me, but rebounding in the NBA. So that's what I'll be focused on for the near future.
There you go. And if you'd like to see these videos and not just listen to them, youtube.com/Mad Scientist Party Hour. Check it out, friends, and download the newest episode of Doug Loves Movies featuring yours truly. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. But until next time, something.
All right up your ass. All right up your ass.
Ibericos?
All right up your ass.
All right, the iPad's working.
I'm ready to tell some jokes.
I go to the fucking dentist tomorrow for the first time in years, and I'm tripping about it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You probably should be.
Did you tell them that you have dentist anxiety?
I didn't.
You should. And if they're a decent dentist, they'll take that into account and be very helpful.
What do you mean?
Well, like when I went for my teeth, when I went for my teeth and when I called, I was like, listen, I'm scared of needles. I'm scared of coming to the dentist. Like, this is going to be very traumatic for me. And
I'm going to need a lollipop at the end of this.
They were just, the easiest way to explain it is they walked me through every single step like I was a 4-year-old. Like, okay, lay back. I'm going to be inserting the needle into your gums now. It's going to hurt.
Yeah, Jeff, don't you want to be talked to like a baby?
So Bedside Manor. And, you know, if you know anybody that has any Xannies, pick a Xanny bar.
Wait, are you really anxious about going to the dentist, Jeff?
Yeah. Well,
why does he say that? Like, Jeff, I can't believe Kevin just scoffed at you like that. I think most
people are, right?
Yeah. Well, the 7 and under crowd.
No, I feel like there are more people that are anxious about going to the dentist than not.
I agree with you, Jeff.
at least it's a pretty common reaction. Even listen, if people, man, even this, if my this teeth
has,
were
this has to go into the main episode then.
We gotta do, listen, bring right the now, in on some as usual, court. Kevin's in the fucking minority and he just doesn't like it.
Kevin's part of the Minority Report.
Well, I'm going to get you canceled for bashing a minority. Shuddy, you dickless bitch.
Yeah. Well played. Oh, man.
I'm just very surprised by that. I have a lot of questions.
Okay. I mean, I'm not overly excited about talking about it, but I'm down. I mean, this will be like, got a lot else to talk about, unfortunately.
This will be like therapy, you know? It's like
yeah,
talking through your fears. I mean, talking is 80% of therapy anyway.
I mean, my fear is pretty straightforward, but we'll get to it.
I'm afraid the dentist is going to giz in my mouth.
The poll went up.
Oh, my God. You already put a fucking poll up?
I did.
I'm going to pull up your ass, Kevin.
I bet you'd like that, Jeff.
I almost went too far.
You ass penetrator.
That's close. That's close to too far right there, Kevin.
No. There are many different ways you can penetrate a butt. For instance.
Let's go through them all. Yeah. Let's go through some of them.
For
example,
a straight man could put my penis in a lady's butt. Jeff, as a bisexual man, you could put your penis in anyone's butt. There are many different ways. A straight lady can put on a strap on and rail a dude in his butt. Or another lady in her butt.
We've had people on the podcast who participated in that very act.
Yeah, there's more than one way to fucking ass, but like my grandma always said.
That is something grandma does say. I've heard her say it.
Nana is a wise woman.
Yeah, Nana is full of all kinds of nuggets like that.
Hey, you don't make it to 86 without learning a few lessons. Oh, boy. Oh, fucking boy. Oh, yeah. Fucking. Oh, yeah. All right, let's see here. Smoke some fucking poop. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Oh, shit. My email is blown up. Okay. All tech stuff, way above my pay grade. We're cool. I'm just going to send one email that makes it sound like I know what I'm talking about. Hold on. Ah, yes. Good call.
Film-related email?
Yeah. Shall we hack the mainframe?
Yeah.
There you
sure.
go. Sent. All right. The director has chimed in.
Did you say, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about?
I said, what if we combine the hard drives with tech support to the gigabyte flash drive?
Well, yeah. Sounds like something legit.
It's like, you know, I got a fridge magnets of buzzwords. I just grab a fistful, throw it at the wall, email it to everybody, and they're like, oh, wow, what a knowledgeable director this guy is.
Yeah. So he says it's his first film, but he really knows his shit.
Yeah, he knew the exact moment to suggest we hack the mainframe. Okay, let's see here. Okay. Okay. I do think I am ready to go. How are you gentlemen feeling? Oh, wait.
Been ready to go.
I do need a record permission.
You do. Sorry, I was too busy making my smoothie before we started.
Is that what you call when you bust
recording
a huge nut
in progress.
From butt manipulation?
Yep, sure.
Making my poo-poo and get smoothie.
From Los Angeles, California, with Mad Scientist Party Hour.